God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? Hunt somebody next to tell me I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for May 17th in the year 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening, and I want to give you a heads up. I am experiencing some technical difficulties with my laptop. It seems as if it wants to reboot. Everything is running a little slow and responding, so please bear with me tonight. I do have two things for you to keep in mind. As always, we need you to please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we are soliciting prayer requests. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Lamar Pearson. followed by a scripture reading from his lovely helpmate, Sister Elnora Pearson.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lord, we come humbly before you at this closing evening hour with thanksgiving in our hearts, praying that each day will bring a new joy. But certainly your power and your movement and your care in our lives blesses us each day with a new fellowship of love with those of us who are assembled in disciples, that we may pray over your name and your power for healing, for rejoicing, and for the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you this day for food, clothing, and shelter, for every opportunity, Lord, to come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts for the mighty work that you continue to do in our families, in our homes. Oh, Lord, how we love you. Pray for your continued blessings upon our lives, that we might continue to bless those we continue in fellowship. Lord, we thank you this day for your healing power and your renewing strength. How you continue to bless us and enter into every brand new day, rejoicing over the victories of each day. And we pray that you will continue to renew our strength, that we might share that victory with those we love and continue it in fellowship. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I will be reading Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. I'm going to go down to my favorite verse in this scripture. This is quite a long scripture here. And then after I read this scripture, I will be singing, He Knows How Much We Can Bear, recorded by the Rosetta Martin Singers. It is a blessing at 78 years old and having gone through chemotherapy for 3 years. And in 1991, and to have my nephrologist tell me this year, it's a miracle that your kidney function increased 6 notches. And I don't believe that there is a lupus cell in your body. So I take hold of this particular Psalm 92. It's a part of my morning reading. And I hold on to the verse that says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Now, this scripture says that we would be like a palm tree and a cedar of Lebanon. And this is a scripture that tells us that when we are faithful workers in the house of the Lord, we will still bring forth fruit in our old age, and that we will be fat and flourishing. Why? To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. And so this is a song that I learned when I was in high school. We are our Heavenly Father's children, and he knows just how much we can bear. We are our Heavenly Father's children, and we all know that he loves us one and all. Yet there are times we find we've answered another's voice and call. But if we are willing, the Lord will teach us his voice only to obey, no matter where, for he knows. Yes, 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 he knows. He knows just how much we can bear. Think of the times you've asked the question down in your heart, now, Lord, what shall I do? Then you confide in friends and loved ones, but they have problems too. But if you are willing, the Lord, yes, 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 he knows just how we can bear. Though the load gets heavy, you never left alone to bear it all. Ask for strength and keep on toiling, though the tears may fall. You have the joy of this assurance. The Heavenly Father, He will always answer prayer, for He knows. Oh, yes, yes, He knows. He knows just how much we can bear. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He knows. He knows. Yes, He knows. He knows just how much we can bear.
Hello? Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Hello? Is that the way I guess? If you say, sign my name. Hello? Hello? Just want to make a little sin, not for it. You know, took up all the time. I'm seeing you.
Daryl, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you at first.
Yes, I'm having some technical difficulties. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. I had to restart my laptop. So please bless us with a prayer. Thank you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, my friend, okay. I can hear you now.
Okay, I just greet you in the name of the Most High God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My prayer is about love, love for my family, love for my church family, love for the family of the whole wide world that God created itself. Father God, I just want to thank you for being who you are, and thank you for waking me up this morning. And Father God, please let us live in love and unity as one, as you say to do. Love your enemies, love the people who spitefully use you. And you say give love, God, and don't worry about giving it back, because we know you love us more than anybody else. You know, we love us, God. God, this world right now need more love, and people can love each other instead of killing and hurting each other. Because, Father God, you say, well, if you love something, you won't hurt what you love. If you love something, you would not hurt anything that you love. You will show it love. Love is kind. It doesn't brag or boast. Love is just love. Father God, we need more love in this world, and where people can live in love with each other, and be in love with each other, so where we can be blessed by your word, God. And your word is true, God, you know, and your word is love. So if none of us want to think of love, just think of your word that you give us every morning. Our Father who art in heaven. That's his word right there. And Father God, please let us live in love in this world, because this world has too much turmoil and hatred and towards brothers and sisters, too much separation between each other. Well, we all should live in love. Because when you love something, you really love it. And I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it, because the one that loves us the most loves us the best. In Jesus' name, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our two-minute closed mic prayer, followed by a prayer from Deacon Christopher Bazemore.
Good evening, First Baptist Church members, friends, loved ones. Let us pray. God, our Father, we come just now realizing you are a great and marvelous God, one who is to be exalted and praised. We welcome you here tonight in this Wednesday night prayer meeting. Welcome to all the visitors who have decided to visit with us this night for this prayer experience, O Lord. We pray, Father God, you would touch their hearts and help them to feel your ever-loving presence and your joy. Thank you so much for First Baptist Church, our church members, their family members. Pray, Father God, you will watch over the members who wanted to be on this line tonight, oh Father God, but for some reason they couldn't be on the line. But I pray, Father God, you will give them what they stand in need of. I pray, Father God, you will watch over my wife and my entire family, oh Lord. I feel you just keep your ever-loving arms wrapped around us so we can feel your ever-loving bosoms, oh Father, because you are a great God, almighty God, who sits high and looks low, see all of our faults, we have to provide every last one of our needs. Thank you so much for being so good to us, oh Lord, better than we've been to ourselves. Because you are our shield and our refuge, our rock and our fortress. You are our high place and strong tower in the midst of a storm. Thank you, Father God, for being so good to us. And thank you for this day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad and all the benefits that he has provided for us. Thank you so much for being so good to us, Lord. Because we recognize no amount of regret can change the past, oh Father. But we know that you can restore anything that we had lost and help redeem our mistakes and failures so we can receive your marvelous forgiveness, Father God. Help us, Lord God, just to be focused on you and to trust you in all that we do. I pray, Lord God, you will bless our pastor in a mighty, mighty way, oh Father. Watch over him and his family. Help us just to draw close to you so we can see your touch, oh Father God. We need you right now. You know all what's going on in this world, oh Father God. We pray, Father God, you will just touch the hearts and minds of people that's lost, oh Father. Help us just to be that beacon of light where we can just show love towards one another. You have loved us because you say in your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So just help us just to trust you despite all the circumstances that's standing out in our way, oh Father, by having a closer relationship with you. And I pray, Lord God, you would just be with the young people in this world, oh Father. Help them just to resist the temptation that's out here in this world. And I pray, Lord God, you would just allow us to just to set good examples for our young people, oh Lord. I pray, Lord God, you would just watch over and see and help the sick and shedding people all around this world, oh Father God. They are calling out your name, oh Lord. I pray that you would save them, heal their body, and deliver them as only you can do, oh Lord. Pray you will give us guidance, oh Father, to the many life questions that we have. Give us the solution to a lot of problems that's in our world right now, oh Lord. Pray that you will give us comfort, oh Father, when we are just hurt and broken down due to loss of a loved one, oh Father. And give us strength, oh Lord, so that we can endure all the storms that we will face in this world, oh Father. And help us also to have hope when there is no hope. Give us peace, oh Father, just to feel your ever-loving presence. And thank you so much for the freedom to endure the fullness of this world, oh Father God. And give us, most of all, the protection that we need so that we can withstand all enemies that's out here that surround us right now, Father. I pray, Father God, you would just allow us just to have the peace that only can come from you, oh Father, because you know that there's no problem too big, no hurt too deep, and no mistake too bad, oh Father God, when you cannot provide the strength, oh Lord, to help us just to have the wisdom to overcome any challenges that stand in our way. And if we feel that we are fearful about certain things, Lord, I pray, Father God, you would replace our fears with faith and change our doubts to belief in you and our worries and just trusting everything you do, oh Father God. Give us just the confidence, oh Lord, just to know that we can get things right that we had messed up on yesterday, oh Lord. And I pray, Father God, you would just allow us just to be the servants that you have us to be. Give us the right mindset, oh Lord, and so we can have that burning desire to want you more, to love you more, and to feel your ever-loving presence. Be with us today. Bless us as only you can do. And I pray that you will watch over the people that's less fortunate all around this world, oh Father God. Help them to feel your ever-loving presence. Thank you so much for the gift of the Holy Spirit. You graciously give it to us. Let it dwell deep within our hearts so we can feel your ever-loving presence and your joy. I pray that you'll also keep our feet on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, because you alone are God. Teach us your way, O Lord, so we may walk in your truth. Give us an undivided heart, O Father, so we may fear your name. And help us to praise you, O Lord, our God, with all of our heart, so that we can glorify your name forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Janice Anderson, who grew up in First Baptist Church and was active in all youth activities.
My God is God.
Good afternoon. My name is Janice Anderson. And yes, I grew up in First Baptist Church. I was in all the activities from Girl Scout to choir. I came a long way with the help of my First Baptist members and family. I lost my mom, my father, and my sister. So just imagine the devastation and depression that I had to go through. There's a poem called Overcoming, because I feel like I have overcame a lot of obstacles in life, and I'm still overcoming. In life, there will be people who hurt you. Spend more time with those who love you. You will make mistakes. Mistakes are ammunition against future catastrophes. You may have regrets unless you can get back time. Focus on happiness now. You may lose people you love, but pour that love on people who need it. You will bump against obstacles to your goals. Obstacles are challenges that sharpen your motivation and resolve. You may have worries that hold you back. Every fear you overcome makes you stronger and better. You are overcoming. This is a poem I recite to myself almost every day to make it through. I just wanted to leave you all with this inspiration, because we need to keep pushing and never give up. Thank you.
Oh!
Amen, amen, amen. I think I played that song more so for myself than Sister Anderson and the rest of you, because the devil's just been working on me all week long, since Sunday, since Mother's Day. And what I realized today is when the devil works on you, when things around you begin to swirl like a tornado, it's because you must be doing something right. You must be pleasing the Lord some kind of way, and the devil just doesn't like it, so he's trying to block every obstacle, put every obstacle in your way to block what it is that you're trying to do. He's trying to get you all frustrated so that you can give up. And I'm here to encourage you to press on. Keep going forward. Don't give up. Don't look back. As we move into the final phase of our prayer service with our remarks and prayer requests, please consider our youth and young adults, especially those young people who are seniors and are graduating. This is prom season. I can remember my prom. So please think about them, lift them up in prayer, and if you can, at some point, see them off during their prom season and graduation, please do so. I know Tobias Robinson Williams will be having his prom on this Friday, the 19th, and I believe the send-off is at 5:45. Please reach out to Sister Darlene Williams if you are interested in hanging out with Tobias while he prepares for his prom. I also would like for you to keep Darlene Williams and her family in prayer. Her younger brother, Eric, has been going through a battle with cancer, throat cancer, I believe, and he is back in Washington Hospital Center for some additional procedures. So if you can continue to lift him and Darlene and her family in prayer, I would truly appreciate it. We will now proceed with our remarks and prayers coming from Reverend Dr. Emmett Young III.
Good evening to everyone. Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends. We are grateful tonight to be sharing together. It's a beautiful day, and we are just glad for all that we have heard on tonight. We worship to God. Thank you for that encouraging poem and words from Sister Anderson, and certainly I agree with Sister Tinsley. The enemy tries to block us. Even today, got hit in the back of my vehicle, had to take a moment and say, God, give me strength. So we know that the enemy is busy, but God is good, and we are just grateful for who he is and all that God does for us. Please continue to pay attention to all the announcements. Hopefully you've gotten a pastor's letter for the week. And see all the things that are coming up this coming week. Of course, this coming Sunday is Women's Day, where we celebrate the women of the church. We celebrate women worldwide. We are thankful for the women that do so much for our congregation and for the community. From this coming Sunday, Reverend Karen W. Perry, Associate Minister of Pennsylvania Avenue Baptist Church, she will be our guest preacher for the morning, and Women's Day Choir will be singing, and we are glad to celebrate our women. Of course, also on Sunday, Choose Something Life sponsoring Chat and Chew, 12 noon. So after women's service, of course, we can out of our hall and fellowship together. Pastor Javon Billups, Health and Wellness Coordinator for the D.C. Baptist Convention, is going to be there talking about mental health, as, of course, this month is Mental Health Awareness Month. There's going to be fun prizes. If you want to go, you must register. And you can call Sister Cheryl Walker at 202-253. Again, if you want to register for the Chat and Chew coming up this Sunday, May 21st, you can register by calling Sister Cheryl Walker at 202-253-9926. And, of course, the Virtual Health Ministry and Senior Center is also having an event on Thursday, May 25th, from 9 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. at the Senior Center. Games, prizes, food. It is a cookout and yard sale, and it's going to be a wonderful day. Vital health information, so you definitely want to be able to go to that. Please continue to remember those individuals who have lost their loved ones, those who are mourning, as grief has stricken families, and we're continuing to pray for all those individuals who are in the hospital, who are at home, suffering from different illnesses or diseases, or even in recovery. So please remember to keep all of them in prayer. Continue to keep our Pastor Meredith and his family in prayer as well. There's a message that comes from Sister Naya's fan. Sister Fan says, thank you to the First Baptist Church family for all the cards, well wishes, and prayers of traveling mercy for Sister Nias Man. She arrived back in New York early this morning after spending the semester studying in Paris. Since January, she was blessed to safely travel to Vietnam and various regions throughout Europe and one area of Africa. And of course, she says her church family has always made her feel special, but the love and the support that she received in the past few months really touched her. So we are so, so glad that God blessed her with the opportunity to travel, and certainly that God brought her back safely, kept her while she was away, blessed her family, and brought her back safely, and we are grateful for that. As I said before, please continue to pay attention to all the things that are going on in the pastor's letter, and we pray that we'll see you in worship on Sunday, Women's Day, if not, certainly by virtual. We are glad to be able to worship together. Now the lines are going to be open for 20 seconds, so you can submit your prayer request unto the Lord. There are those of you that will never know had a difficult week because maybe you just kept it inside. There are those of you who are going through some private struggles that you have been praying to God about. There are those of you who know individuals in your life that you know they need prayer. This is why we're on tonight, to pray to God. So the lines are going to be open for 20 seconds. Render your prayer request unto the Lord.
Excuse me, Reverend Young, please, before we move forward with our prayer request, I neglected to open the lines for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Sister Anderson for sharing her message. So do you mind if we do that first and then we'll open up the lines again? Okay, so I'm going to open up the lines for 20 seconds so we can show our appreciation to Sister Anderson. The lines will be open for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation.
Thank you so much for that message.
Always keep fighting. Never let the Lord lead you in a way that only He can.
Amen. Amen. All right. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds to receive your prayer request. Please try to quiet all background noise when the line is open. Thank you.
God, thank you so much for hearing our prayers. Thank you, God, for receiving our requests. Your word lets us know that even when we pray, we don't have to know what to ask for. So we're grateful for your Holy Spirit fixing up our prayers and allowing them to go to your ears, that certainly you would give us exactly what we stand in need of. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you, God, for a church that believes in praying. Thank you, God, for a church who believes in encouraging one another. Thank you, Lord, for a church who believes in reaching out to the community. Thank you, God, for First Baptist Church and all the work she does to be able to be your witness in the world. God, we pray that you would continue to strengthen First Baptist Church. Thank you, Lord, for all those ministries. Thank you for all the members that every day pray for one another, praying for people in the world, praying for people in the community. Thank you, God, because even though we know we don't cross every T or dot every I, we know that you are faithful. And so you give us what we stand in need of. We ask and pray on this journey. If we've fallen, if we've made mistakes, please forgive us, Lord. Certainly, we seek redemption. We thank you for your redemption and your redemptive power found in the blessing and sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. So as we come tonight, we pray that you would allow us to go on a little while longer, to sing a little while longer, to pray a little while longer, to love a little while longer, to worship a little while longer, to pray just a little while longer, to connect a little while longer. Thank you, God, even for our young people that in this season, they're going to proms and graduations are happening. Lord God, this is a season of transition where there are those who are moving from one grade to another, and then there are those who are moving from youth to young adulthood. We ask and pray that you would strengthen them, Lord. We pray, God, that you would place your hands of protection around them. We pray, Lord God, that you would give them even wisdom as they step from one season to another. We pray, Lord God, that the weapons that are formed against them shall not prosper, Lord, because they've been bathed in your blood. They have been covered, Lord God, by sincere and effectual and fervent prayer. Touch as only you can. Thank you for those who are graduating, moving from high school to college as they prepare to go to that next level, and so many things await them. We pray, God, that they will be met with success. Thank you, God, for the parents and the support system that surround them all. We thank you, God, for safe travel, Lord, for even Sister Span. Thank you, God, for the blessing and the opportunity to be able to study abroad. And thank you, Lord, that you brought her back home. Thank you, God, for those who have prayed for her, Lord God, who have just been on the line, continuing to call in your name or her favor. We thank you for all that you have done. Now, Lord, hear our prayer. Our prayers for others. Our prayers for our family members. Our prayers for reconciliation. Our prayers to just be able to make it through. Our prayers for financial blessing. Our prayers for those we know and love who are sick and need healing in their bodies, healing in their minds, healing, Lord God. Oh, God, even on this mental health awareness month, we're praying for those, Lord God, who have troubles and issues of the mind. The mind is so complex. We thank you for those professionals and individuals, Lord God, who are standing in the need, who are standing in the gap to be able to help those who are in need. And so we pray for strength, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for healing. We pray, Lord, that your divine hand and touch would be with those who are going through mental distress. Lord, we thank you. We pray for our Women's Day that's coming up. Thank you for the preacher. Thank you for the choir. Thank you for the people. Holy Spirit, have your way. Fall fresh in First Baptist Church. Now, God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We love you, and we commit all these prayers to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we give you praise. Now unto him who is absolutely able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, now henceforth and forevermore. The people of God should say, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.